you praise, Father. You alone are holy. You alone are worthy, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We just pray tonight, Father, that every ear would be open. Those hardened hearts would be touched tonight. Hurts and betrayals, Father, be wiped away in the name of Jesus. We speak your word, Jesus, over this crowd. You promised us one thing. You said if we hungered and thirst after righteousness, Father, you said in your word that we would be filled. So my prayer is that every young person here tonight, Father, would just open their ears and their eyes. Their hearts would be attentive, Father, to what you would have to say today, Lord. This is vital, Father, vital, vital in our walk with you. It is so vital, Father, to hear tonight the words of your Spirit. So if you're here tonight, I ask you and I beg you tonight, for the next 20 or 30 minutes, I beg you with all my heart, I beg you. This could help you so much with your walk with Christ Jesus. I beg you, if you're hungry for him, and you feel you can't take that next step with Jesus, I beg you and ask you tonight to pay attention. I promise you, through the words of Christ and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you will be ministered to. That I promise you. So, Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Be seated real quiet. Hallelujah. I ask you guys tonight, please, if you can limit getting up tonight. And I hope all the cell phones are cut off. I don't preach that long. The Lord's been dealing with me big time the last 3 or 4 days. I haven't really wanted to be around people much lately. And I still don't. But because he showed me something so remarkable. But how many of you know that Jesus was our perfect example? He was the perfect prototype of what me and you should be. Please don't ever put your eyes on me. Never. Because I'll let you down. But if you put your eyes on Jesus, when I let you down, you'll learn to forgive me. But if your eyes are on me and I let you down, you won't forgive me. Jesus was a perfect example of what we ought to strive to want to be like. Jesus and Jesus alone. Not me, not my pastor, not his wife, not Barbara, not anybody. But Jesus is the perfect example of what we ought to strive to be like. Back in the days of Christ, there was a custom. They didn't have Cadillacs. They didn't have SUVs back then. They had camels and you had feet. When you wanted to go somewhere, you had to walk. And hospitality was extended to people. When you received from point A, when you got to point B from point A, usually a long commute, a long walk. Hospitality was extended to you, and they would begin to wash the feet of those that would make the commute, of those that would travel. The person would arrive. The person whose house they would come to would begin to wash their feet, to cleanse them of the dirt, maybe take away the rocks from their nails, begin to wash their feet. Sign of hospitality. Jesus was our perfect example. And he himself washed feet. But with a totally different meaning. totally different meaning. He washed the feet of the 12. It says in John 13, and I won't keep you long. And supper being ended, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Jesus. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he had come from God and was going to God, he rose from supper, Jesus. He rose from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe with the towel with which he was girded. The Bible says that Jesus was eating supper and he rose from supper and he girded himself with a towel. He put it on the side. Bring me a chair, Renee, Alex, somebody. Bring me a chair up here. Hurry up, hurry, hurry, hurry. Put the chair right there. Sit in. Don't laugh. Be as serious as you can. The Bible said Jesus rose from supper. And he girded himself. And he poured water into a basin. And he began to wash the disciples' feet. Now I chose Renee because I know Renee is a very clean person and his feet don't stink. Honest to God, I ain't about to clean nobody's feet. They got tennis shoes on and dirty socks. I ain't there yet. But Jesus, he rose himself from supper, put a towel on his side. He rose from supper. He girded himself and began to wash his disciples' feet. Put your feet in there, Renee. Can you see Jesus now, the Son of God? Jesus, God himself, taking the form of a servant to wash somebody's feet. To wash his feet. Put your feet in here. Now the custom was back then, listen, you're right, they would wash their feet. Clean their feet. They were so dirty from the commute, so dirty from the walk. But Jesus' mindset was totally different when he washed the disciples' feet. God Almighty knelt down, took the form of a servant, girded himself, and began to wash his disciples' feet. What was he doing, Pastor Homer? Was he showing hospitality? Yes, to an extent. But it went far more than that. Oh, far more than that. You know, it's easy to be nice to Renee and Alex. They're at my house a lot. It's easy. It's real easy to be nice to them. It's real easy. The Bible says Jesus began to wash the disciples' feet. The whole moral of this parable is forgiveness. Forgiveness will cripple you, will put you in a state of absolute misery where you can't progress at all in your walk with Jesus Christ. Now, many of us have had parents that haven't shown us love. Moms and dads that haven't shown us love. And we've carried that hurt for 20 years, 30 years, and we carry it in. We love them, but we can't stand them because of what they put us through. You know when the time to forgive is? Not during the offense. Or after the offense. The time to forgive is before it even comes. Sad to say that a lot in the body of Christ know nothing about forgiveness. Yet forgiveness is what got us into the kingdom. My sins were washed and forgotten because a Jewish man named Jesus Christ hung on the cross for my freedom. If forgiveness, if one forgiving me of my sin got me in, it would be to my best interest to follow the example of the Redeemer that got me into the kingdom of my Father. So as He forgave me, the just for the unjust, He called me to walk in forgiveness towards anybody that would ever offend me on this earth. He didn't ask me, He commanded me. He was the perfect example of what mercy was. He was the perfect example of what truth was. He was the perfect example of what love was. He was the perfect example and prototype of what forgiveness was. The Bible says He rose from supper, He girded Himself and began to wash the disciples' feet. God Almighty, get this through your head, God Almighty in the form of a man knelt down, girded Himself, poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of 12 men. 11 of those men went and turned the world upside down for Jesus. It's easy to clean their feet. It's easy to forgive them. 10 went on to die, were martyred because of the faith they had in Christ. Bartholomew was filleted alive because of his confession that Jesus Christ was Lord. 10 of the 12 were martyred, killed because of their faith in Christ Jesus. They turned the world upside down. They were walking revivalists. They rose the dead. They healed the sick. All to bring God glory. It's real easy to forgive somebody like that. But the time to forgive isn't while it's happening. When somebody does you wrong, that's not the time to forgive. After they do you wrong, that's not the time to forgive. There was a man named Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed Jesus for 20 pieces of silver. Now the 11 also denied Jesus. That's not talked about very much in the church. The 11 also denied Him. But one denied Him and betrayed Him unto death for 20 pieces of silver. In essence, what Jesus was doing when He washed their feet and He wiped the betrayal off their feet, what He was saying, you 11, you're going to betray me. But I want you to know that you haven't physically betrayed me now, but it's coming. And I want you to know, you remember Simon Peter? When you walked with me, that you never lacked nothing. You remember Simon Peter? That little girl that was dead. Remember how I rose her from the dead? You remember Simon Peter, that I went from city to city, district to district. You saw me heal the sick. Everywhere I went, Simon Peter. Simon Peter, the day's coming, or you're going to deny that I am the Son of God. But I want you to know, Simon Peter, when you were with me, you lacked nothing. I showed you love and mercy and grace like no other man. I loved you with a passion, Simon Peter. And by the way, I know you're going to betray me, but I wash this betrayal off your feet. And I wipe it off, Simon Peter. When you were with me, you lacked nothing. But you're going to betray me. But I want you to know that before you betray me, I've already forgiven you of your sin. You're going to return to me, Simon Peter. You're going to give your life to me, and you're going to win the world for me. And I love you for that. But I forgive you of the sin that you're going to commit. Simon Peter later came back and was a martyr. Worked miracle after miracle in the name of Jesus. But this is the thing, my friend. Jesus washed their feet. I'm going to go into this and I might cry a little bit. I forgive everyone that's ever sinned against me. I washed the betrayal off their feet. And I remembered it. No more. And the funny thing about that foot washing service was that the man that betrayed Jesus for 20 shekels of silver. See, it's easy to wash Harry's feet if he does something wrong to me. It's real easy because I love him a lot. It's real easy to forgive a lot of you. But Jesus, before it even happened, washed the feet of the man who betrayed him unto death. What do you think Judas Iscariot felt like as he was next to put his foot into the basin? As the Son of God, as Jesus Christ knelt down, girded himself. What do you think Judas Iscariot, the one that betrayed our Lord for 20 pieces of silver, what do you think he felt that moment as the man that betrayed God, the Son of God, and as God, knowing that he would be betrayed, Judas Iscariot? I know what you're going to do. I know that my life will be taken for 20 pieces of silver. But I want you to know today, Judas, that I forgive you of your sin. And I wipe the betrayal off your feet. Jesus didn't forgive him during the sin or after the sin. Before the sin even occurred physically, not in the heart, his sins were forgiven him. Meaning, I won't hold on to an offense, Jesus said. I won't walk in unforgiveness. It will cripple you and put you in a place where you cannot go on any further with God the Father. Many of us have been betrayed in here. I make it a point, and again, nothing of what I said is anything against my Father's issues with me, inside of me, because I'm a son of the kingdom. I've been called to walk in unforgiveness. But I make it a point. And the older my kids get, they don't like it as much. But I make it a point to tell my kids how much I love them every day.